Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Fitness Association Blog Talk Radio, Washington, D.C., serving the Washington, D.C., Baltimore metropolitan area. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and we'll be right back in just a few moments with tonight's show, talking about in North Carolina. We'll be right back after this message. To the show. Brothers and sisters, I've said many times, if you looked at the African communities or looked at us as a nation, and you more or less was looking at a portfolio, was putting together a business portfolio as to where you would make your investments. I said before, and I proudly say again, especially after going to the International Trade Show that was held by the National Muslims Business Council, and of course that was down in Raleigh-Durham, down in Cary, North Carolina, I'm trying to express how impressed I was with the growth of businesses that are going on all over this country. I've said before that when it comes to the New Africa Business Association, we're all over the country. And I met many of them, maybe some tonight and in the near future, I will introduce many of them to you. But there are New Africa Business Associations participating in their communities' business activities, the same as the New Africa Business Association here in Washington, D.C., that I represent is doing. With that participation, we once a year come together and we all collectively show just what our business growth or our business participation is in our communities. And I can say at this moment and this time, there is no African-American out there that cannot, especially an African-American Muslim. And I say especially African-American Muslims because that's who has put together this large business society is African-American Muslims. And from these African-American Muslim entrepreneurs, they have shown me anyway, and I am a businessman, been a businessman for 40 years. I know what it is to be independent and saying, doing for yourself. After going down and seeing collectively what entrepreneurs all over this country are doing, I'm still trying to say how impressed I am with knowing that, why am I so impressed? I know that right now, anyone who wish to go into business can do so. We have the abilities to help you to be incorporated, get your LLCs or if you want to be a self-proprietor, we can still help you to incorporate yourself. But at the same time, not only help you to incorporate yourself, but we can supply you with goods as to where, and you're buying these goods at wholesale cost. In other words, for example, if something probably can sell for a dollar, you yourself can be that wholesaler selling it for a dollar because you bought it for a quarter. That type of room is left for you to be a very successful retailer. So, but anyone, and I witnessed this with my own eyes, anyone can have the ability to go into business. And of course, monies, if you is something that, and if you have your own resources, then of course you're very fortunate. But for those who may not have the resources, again, African-American Muslim business owners from all over this country have gotten together and they will give you the credit. And this credit is Islamic banking. You're not going to be worrying about the high cost of interest if someone is giving you the resources or a loan to go into a business yourself. We are the National Business Council, and all of the business associations throughout our nation are ready right now. And I know the brothers that are ready right now to give you loans to start your business, and not only the loans, but the products. And what are the products? I'll tell you the best way to tell you what the products are is you walk into Walmart. Anything you see in Walmart, you can buy in Walmart, we can sell now at wholesale through our national and local businesses associations. Many of these business owners that I am talking about, inshallah, will be on our station to identify themselves. I just got back. You may hear in my voice a little tiredness because I haven't fully recovered from the trip itself. And, of course, my business associations that I have to deal with, Bynum Associates. But I will tell you that I will be currently working on having these entrepreneurs to present themselves so that you will be able to acknowledge them. And like we said, the New Africa Business Association here in the Washington metropolitan area, and I know all over, we're trying to identify the African American business. And so, and the reason we want that identification is so we can shop and spend our monies at that particular business. So we're organizing our businesses associations on our websites and our newspapers. Again, the Muslim Journal, and that's something that I seriously want to talk to you about, is the Muslim Journal. But and I want to have the representatives of the Muslim Journal. I met the brothers. Hopefully they'll be on in the near future telling you how you can stimulate the activities with the Muslim Journal, because it is a journal that we seriously need. The oldest newspaper circulating on a weekly basis, been doing it now for almost 100 years. So again, no way can we lose that type of information. And again, supporting that Muslim Journal, we will have the brothers to come on and speak to, hopefully for themselves, inshallah, in the near future. But getting back to the portfolio of the African American community. Again, it's a portfolio that consists of a consumer spending of more than $1.1 trillion. And this report was as of 2016 of last year. $1.1 trillion. And they tell me that in a period of 30 days, one particular product, and I met the sister that kept up with those types of statistics, and I'll tell you why she kept up with them. But within a 30-day period, our sister spent more than, I can remember the figure, I think it was somewhere in the $100 billion or so like that in the hair industry, the beauty supplies. And which is, again, so one, it tells you the type of spending powers that is going on in our societies. And again, getting back to that portfolio picture, that's why I would invest and become vested with the community to grow businesses. And those who have taken on the opportunities and hearing from these, I mean, brothers that was making very high salaries and very very jobs that would be that the average person can't get. I don't care whether you're black or white, but these brothers are professional brothers. For instance, one of the brothers down there quit his job about 2 years ago. And of making, I noticed Brother was making somewhere around $300,000 a year. After all, he was a general manager of a new car dealership, VP. But you know what that VP did? He called in and quit his, and told him he wasn't coming to work. And are you joking? No, I'm not coming back. And why? I'm going to open up my own dealership. And today, that brother has two brand new car dealerships in 2 years. Yes, no doubt about it. He's gone from the $300,000 to the $1 million picture. So this is just an example of why the African American community is such a strong market to grow your businesses in. I ran into another brother down in Mississippi, and I'll definitely be, like I said, many of these entrepreneurs that I said I met, I will be presenting these entrepreneurs, inshallah, in the very near future. I just haven't gotten back and been able to get everybody's attention and speak to everyone that I met. But hopefully in the next week or so, you won't be hearing so much from me, but you'll be hearing from these very, very, very successful entrepreneurs. Again, I was mentioning the brother that I met from Mississippi. He owns a spring. Natural spring water flows through his spring. Natural spring water. Of course, he's a millionaire today because he's selling but his natural spring waters. But not only is he selling his he's giving you now the same opportunities as to where you can sell waters, the same waters, the bottle waters and all that. Everybody is selling our folks that you can't buy water. Water is almost $2 a bottle now in some places. So again, we don't look to again, if we were selling our own products, controlling our own products, and something as natural as water, going through our own distributors. Now we can it's much cheaper, but no one is trying to be. But anyway, you can. This is the opportunities that all of us now have available to ourselves, is that we can now be our own wholesalers or retail distributors of many, many, many products. I just simply mentioned the water because that's one of them, and I wouldn't mind being in the water business as much as I look like it's the number one selling a beverage on the market. I think it's this past the sodas. The most expensive man's water. So, these are the types of businesses that is available to you. I have so many products. I can go on, but there was just some of them that I specifically want to talk about, and I was so impressed with the sister that I was mentioning, that the hair, she keeps the statistics and all on the hair markets and the beauty markets. She's rich. Became very rich very quick. Of course, anytime you're talking about within a 30-day period, over $100 billion is sold in one product such as hair, then this sister, yes, she got in on the game. And she, when I say on the game, this sister, again, did the same thing that all those same folks you go to, the Orientals or what have you, but the same folks that you go to spend your monies, they went to a wholesale distributor. Then this sister went to that wholesale distributor too. She has her distributors overseas, just like those who are coming from overseas already know their distributors. Well, we also thanks the marketing of our departed leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad. May all of his sins be forgiven and he's granted into paradise. But this is what this man, this is what our leader negotiated for us. And I'm telling you, those negotiations has the brothers and sisters that kept to that stick to it to this did the right thing by sticking with this. I can see where it is really, really paying off, and it can make many, many African Americans entrepreneurs, and the chances of being very successful. The question was asked, and I'm still trying to I don't know. I don't know the answer. But when you start talking about $1.1 trillion, if we got 10% of it, I don't know that figure. I shouldn't be able to break it down to how many billions that is. But I'm sorry, I don't even feel like going in that direction. But those of you who are out there that are mathematical genius and you like to deal with figures, you come up with the figure, you see it for yourself, and again, that's that portfolio that I was talking about putting together on our own business nation, our own business communities. We have a very, very strong financial portfolio. Unfortunately, that wealth of income has been given to someone else other than our communities, and we know that because we know that when it comes to entrepreneur black-owned businesses, we're only about maybe one, I'd give it 2% just to be giving it something. But when you're at 98 or 99% consumers, then you're making others rich, and you're not doing very much for yourself. So brothers and sisters, I am saying, let's take our portfolio and invest, do our own investing into our own community. Not let others come in and see that portfolio and take up the businesses that is rightfully should be yours to own. So, like I said, I saw, and I'm so motivated by being around so many successful African Americans and being able to. There is something about the look of a person. There's a peaceful look, and it's a very solemn look about a person who's successful. Those millionaires, and I know they were millionaires. If you saw them in the streets, you would not know them. If you heard them in the streets, you would not know them. They are going to. They have that type of confidence about themselves that they don't have to be the splurging or the. Are the ones that draw attention, not unless they wanted to draw that attention. And of course, if they wanted to draw the attention, believe me, there is something economical in it for them. Other than that, it's a certain look about success, and it's a look that has motivated me. I mean, I think I've done all right in business, but I'm not a millionaire. And I think I sort of now want to point the finger at myself for not being a millionaire, because that business can take you there if you work hard enough. If you do the right things, you can be there. And some of these business folks, they became brothers and sisters, made this type of fortune in just a matter of just 2 or 3 years. So because again. African Americans supported them. African Americans, again, supported them, and that's why they became very, very successful. And it did take a long period of time because their community, rather than buying from someone else, they made certain that they, even if they had to travel a certain distance, they made certain they went to these businesses to do their business. And of course, not only do they see these businesses growing and being very valuable to the community, but of course, they can see many opportunities as far as jobs and the opportunities for growth. I also want to mention, and I was so glad to hear this again, millionaires. They don't have to sit around and worry and think about ex-cons and brothers and sisters who have been incarcerated. And we know the heartbreaks that they must go through when they come out as far as opportunities and the opportunities to be self-sufficient. It's been pretty hard. I don't have to stutter on that. I've been blessed not to go through it, but I know it's pretty hard. But saying that to say that the same opportunities I was talking about, putting you in business, giving you the credit, it's offered to all, especially the brothers and sisters that are coming out of these institutions. You're Muslims, brothers and sisters, to us. And so we ask that you come back to your own communities. It's there now. The National Muslims Business Council and all of these business associations, and again, you're going to get to know most of them. And of course, the New Africa Business Association, I will be more than happy to put you in touch with the brothers and sisters who can give you the start that many of you need. So again, we will take a quick break and we'll be right back with my discussion. Talk to you in just a second.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Bineman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bineman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BinemanAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Welcome back to the show. Our mics are open at this time for anyone who wishes to call in and ask any questions. You may want to ask our call-in number to introduce yourself, especially your business, would be 657-383-1372. Again, that number would be 657-383-1372. I want to also remind you that we have a young sister, Sister Bismillah. You've heard her on the station she's played. I want to remind you that continue to give her your support. I think the deadline for her acceptance, it would be, she's been accepted, but again, the deadline that we have to come up with as a community is coming up. But again, we ask that you continue to support that particular effort, and you have most of the information on the line. Unfortunately, I don't have all of her information here, but again, you've heard us mention and talk before about supporting Bishmalah. So those of you who wish to support, please continue to send in your support to support that young sister. She got the awards, you know, for the British Academy of Fine Arts, one of the very prestigious academies over in Britain. So please give her the support that we possibly can give her. Again, the mics are open. Anyone wish to comment about anything that that is on your mind, especially if you want to introduce your business, I'd certainly invite you to do so at this time. If we have any callers, you're on the air. Okay, again, caller, you're on the air. Do you have any questions or comments? Okay, in that case, I am.
No.
Hello. Yes, by all means, caller. How are you?
I am fine.
Excellent. Did you have any comments or questions about business, trade, or anything that you heard me comment about so far this evening?
No.
Okay. Then is there, well, who is calling? Caller? Okay, well, we'll get back to next caller. And again, the mics are open for anyone who wishes to call. Any comments you wish to make are certainly are accepted. But like I said, my experience at the trade show down in North Carolina, being around so many successful entrepreneurs, and like I said, in the near future, I will have those entrepreneurs on the here on the station, and they'll be able to introduce themselves. But those of you again who wish to get into business, start your own business, the National Business Associations have the marketing connections now, is the word. They can incorporate you, finance you, and give you the products that you would need. And the products, again, is just about anything. You can go to any department store. Brother Rasul, he has some of the best suits. I know for a fact the suits that he was displaying are the same suits that I have, and I know I've paid over $200 easily for many of the suits that he had there. But again, by going in, for those of you that like to go into the retail business of selling suits, or a female business of selling beautiful clothing wear, you can get these suits at wholesale cost. For instance, if the suit cost $100, then you're buying the suit for $125. The markups is very, very, they're giving you at least 75% markups from what they paid for the item. So retail markup room is a whole lot of room for those of you who wish to go into the clothing business. And again, I have these entrepreneurs, these business owners, hopefully here in studio or on the station in the very, very near future. Again, our mics are open for anyone who wishes to call in and join the discussion. And I am, again, the New Africa Business Association, Blog Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Washington, D.C. I am your host, Bilal Bynum. There are, again, I was telling you earlier, there are many, many New Africa Business Associations all over this country that is participating in business activities and trying to stimulate businesses in their communities by either having you to identify and shop at these businesses or by group investments and creating new businesses. And of course, we would ask you to be a participant in your business communities so you can be well informed. Some of those business communities, in addition to the New Africa Business Association here in Washington, D.C., you have the New Africa Business Association, the AMWA Business Association in Norfolk, Virginia. They are one of the participations of the National Business Council. You have the Jacksonville, Florida Business Association comes under the TAPC, of course, of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and our business associations with the National Muslim Business Council. You have the business associations of Los Angeles, California. You have the business associations of Philadelphia, New Africa Business Association, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New Africa Business Associations of Charlotte, North Carolina, New Africa Business Association in Chicago, New Africa Business Association, Business Associations in Memphis, Tennessee, Business of New Africa Business Association, Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, brothers and sisters, what you see, again, Washington, D.C. is doing, it's going on in all the communities all over this country. And again, our activities is constantly going on, and once a year we all get together to make a national display. You have business associations down in South Carolina's business association, the University Muslims Business Association, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New Africa Business Association, Atlanta, Georgia. You have your New Africa Business Associations in Washington, Seattle, Washington, New Africa Business Associations of Grand Rapids, Michigan, continuing with the New Africa Business Associations in Dallas, Texas, New York City, business associations in Cleveland, Ohio, the Bilal Business Association of Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, and then the business associations, New Africa Business Association, Newark, New Jersey, and they're continuing to grow. Many states were asking to how they can also get started in their locations. So again, that portfolio that I was talking about how valuable the African-American community is, especially when it comes to the dollar spending. And just think if we could, and it's not a question that I don't think of doing too much more thinking. You should get into business because, again, your own brothers and sisters now can supply you with the knowledge, the business incorporation, business finance, and business products, both goods and services. So again, it pays to get in touch with your business association. I am your host again here in Washington, D.C., and we'll be right back after dealing with a sponsor.
Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance, Immediate Annuities, Retirees roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Again, the mics are open for those who wish to participate and comment on anything that you've heard me say so far today, or any questions that you may have about business opportunities and business opportunities that we can help you with, business opportunities that I know we can put you in business. And so that number to call in would be 657-383-1372. And like I said, many of those entrepreneurs that you heard me mention, and I just mentioned a very, very few, but in the near future, we expect to have many, many of these entrepreneurs telling you about their business, their success, and how they can help you to do, and they look forward to it. And that was another thing that I was inspired of, is how those who are successful were so energetic to help those to do what they have done. We do have a caller on the air. Oh, no, we have my co-host on the air. It's Brother Aziz, are you there?
Yes, Brother Bilal. Assalamu alaikum and greetings, brother.
Well, alaikum salam. Greetings. I was just talking about and been talking about for the last 40 minutes and how excited and how glad it was to see so many entrepreneurs and the success that they have had. And the success that they are willing to bring now to the entire nation. Any comments that you might have?
Yes, Brother Bilal. I was also very impressed and excited about the entrepreneurs that that was there at the National Muslim Business Council Conference, you know, and especially one of the young fellows we met there, young brothers we met there, was the Team Geek. Remember the young man that was doing computer work? He was 13 years old and already knew how to repair computers. You know, he could do, you know, remove viruses, add operating systems, upgrade your stuff. He was familiar with the Mac, the Windows, all that stuff. And I just, you and I both was just very impressed, brother. This young man knew all that stuff at his age.
You know, Brother Aziz, I'm so glad you brought that up because, like I said, knowing all the activities and trying to explain to the audience, there's so much of it. But one of the things I left there with is just what you're talking. Brothers and sisters, those of you like myself, we've been in business for a long time. Many of our businesses have been quite successful. But again, when it comes to the technology of our business, we don't know the technology. These young folks that Brother Aziz are talking about, they can come in and you can teach them.
Yeah,
your practical way of doing business, and they can take that practicality into a technical a field. And my goodness, it's amazing, like you said, what they can do with technology once they get a good feel. So these young folks, the only thing they want to be, they need substance fed to them.
Yes.
Once they get the substance, they can really advance with it. And it's amazing. So that's what I mean is working. Those of us who with the skills and the knowledge, by all means, get with your young folks and try to show them and share as much of your skills. And I don't care if it's a construction, whether it's business or what have you. Getting with those that are in your family or what have you, the young folks, and because they can take it to a technical field that that I can't explain. But boy, once you see what they can do, and you're right, that little young brother, I remember him very well, 14 years old, and we all know that this brother. Only thing we, I'm hoping that. They could just keep him in school and let him because right now he look like a kid is so smart and knows so much. You know, you can go out here and again, I'm gonna go my way. In other words, and I'm hoping that doesn't happen. Go ahead and continue, because, but boy, you talking about brilliant. Yes, I remember that young man, and quite a few other young folks up in there.
Yes. Well, you know, Brother Bilal, just, you know, join the show, because you know where I was. My mother-in-law's 81st birthday today, so, you know, we had a good time in that, you know, and we're back and all that. You know, I definitely wanted to get with the show and see what was going on, but I also wondered if you talk about the brother that had the two Toyota dealerships.
Again, I was just telling the audience that we're going to have be featuring him on the studio. I was telling them we just got back, so we can't do nothing but promise at this time, because we haven't had time to communicate and set up the program for the community to meet these successful brothers and sisters. But they will in the very near future. But yes, he's one of those very, very high examples that I'm trying to speak to with this audience.
Yes. It's, and the brother that the Adams Enterprises, I know you talked about him exporting men and women's apparel, shoes, handbags, jewelry, human hair, which you and I talked about a lot about, and electronics and much more. And I think you, when you were mentioning about these people setting people up in business and then having a contract to help them get started, this Adams Enterprise was one of them, you know, with all that direct contact and channel they got.
Oh, ain't no doubt about it. I was going to be meeting that brother. I didn't want to get into too many specifics, because I didn't want to take away the credit that I know it deserves. And I'd rather for the brother himself to come on, but you're absolutely right. This is the bank, so to speak.
Yes.
You know, yes, this is the chairman of the board when it comes to the bank. Is the brother you're talking about right now, he's the one who set up the financial system where now everybody in your credit. And like I said, I can tell you this, when it comes to my credit check, your credit check is going to be your bank account. That's your credit check, is your bank account. If you have a bank account, don't think that we Muslims are crazy and they are stupid. If you have a bank account, and you come to business association, and I want $20,000 of credit line, and we say, okay, of course, the credit report we're going to do on you, we ain't going to know a credit reporters. We're going to ask you for your banking activities. If your banking activity shows that you got a dollar in your account and you was overdrawn last week, yes, you might. I mean, how could I? And I started because a picture like that, and you asking me to give you a line of credit, you got $1 balance in your account, and last week you was overdrawn. I still want to give you some consideration, but I know that consideration can't be nothing too risky. So you might get $100 of me, but what you gonna do with $100 of credit and talk about going into business? So I'm saying, at least be reasonable when it comes to approaching. And I'm giving this information for those of you who are serious about going into business. And I'm saying, yes, they will. They will set you up in business. But at the same time, when it comes to your banking account and your ability to show your own a particular cash flow, that's going to have something to do with it. Not saying you need to have some large balance in your checking account. It's not regular, but you just need to show that I can handle whatever I'm asking for. I'm asking for $20,000 in products. I can handle the terms of that. Because, again, you're talking Islamic banking. There's no interest on that money, but there are many, many. But Brother Aziz, you were there. Like I said, we're going to have these brothers and sisters that come on very soon.
Yes, yes. The washing powder for the truth. That true laundry detergent, that seemed like that's going to be a big seller once we get that to move in the right direction. In some business directions, already in the right direction. They produced it, But I was really impressed that it's four times concentrated more than the other, and that's saying a lot. I remember you was telling when you guys were using it, you and your wife Karima were using it, that you couldn't use a whole lot because of the heavy concentration.
It means
that it's going to last a lot longer.
And no stains or no damage to the material.
Yes. Yes. And it says, the biggest thing, wanted to know which would make it a real good seller is it was safe for sensitive skin.
Yes.
When you have a product that's safe for sensitive skin, that is not as harsh as those other laundry detergents, and especially a lot of the powders, laundry powders. Go ahead, my brother.
No. Please continue.
Yeah, the skin sensitive and it being halal, man, it's like, wow, what a great sales sensitive.
Indeed, so Brother Aziz, and just let the audience know, those of you listening, I think our Veterans Association is buying that at wholesale. So not that you shouldn't go in your own business, but if you wish to buy that product, the Veterans Association in Masjid Muhammad, Washington, D.C., are selling that product. And, their marks, and they still have it at a very low price. So you're right. But that's the type of opportunity. There's so many products that are out there and ready for. We can tell you right now, the National Business Association reported that their business marketing folks are going to China every day.
Mm-hmm.
There are our National Business Association somewhere in this country have representatives going to China every day, or in other parts of the world, every day that we have wholesale contract with. And I'm telling you, they're glad to be doing business. We're going over there, they're receiving us with open arms. But I can tell you that, like I said, every day we have our wholesale distributors making those trips overseas, and especially China. That's huge. That's our big market. But it's being done every day. It's very unfortunate that we as African Americans, or we as Americans, have to find our growth opportunities overseas. It's a pity it's not done right here in our own country. Why can't these opportunities have been opened up to all citizens, especially the African Americans? We've been there for hundreds of years, and now, within just a few years, we have African American entrepreneurs as to where China has opened up markets to all, the entire world. And we have now African Americans who are becoming millionaires in a very short period of time. Of being able to buy products and have room enough to go into their own business. Unfortunately, it had to happen in a foreign nation, but so be it. If that's the way we have to go, that's the way America went. And so, sometimes as a veteran, I feel a little guilty of saying that we're traveling to China every day for our goods and services. But unfortunately, that's the solution that has been given to us. Brother Aziz, I said, we're going to have these entrepreneurs on. You're going to be over here real soon as to where we're going to be putting together our shopping center. And and we'll be talking about that in the near future. So we got about four or five more minutes. Any comments you want to make within closing, you can make them now. Brother Aziz.
I just wanted to say that the conference that we went to again was very rewarding. And as you said, you and I can't wait to let more of our listening audience know about this, because it's an opportunity that never existed before for us as African Americans.
Okay,
and that's what I had to say.
Thank you, Brother Aziz. And you and I will look forward to having you back in the studio next Wednesday to be the co-host with me.
I look forward to it.
Thank you. Until then, this is Bilal Masadiq Bynum saying good evening. We thank you so much for your time, and we thank you so much for your attendance.